Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings, and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is...
The Insider Report!
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, hey, welcome to this edition of The Insider Report, my little podcast broadcast here on KCIW.org. So sit back, relax, have a drink, you know, of your choice. I don't know what time it is in your world when you're listening to this, but hey, whether it be coffee, a cold beer, or a glass of wine, just sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I take you on an audio journey and inform you on all the activities, entertainment, and music going on in this fair city of Brookings Harbor and all points around us. That's right. So, hey! How y'all doing? I had a wonderful birthday week. I was just telling John about how I had a blast. I got up there, I sang on the stage with the band on my birthday night and had a blast doing that. Did like three songs with them, rocked it. A bunch of friends came out. It was cool. It was a good celebration. The whole day was a beautiful thing. And I even delivered the insiders that day all over Brookings, so I was getting love everywhere. That's right, keeping it real and spreading the love. That's what we do. So hey, everybody, I hope your week was just as wonderful. I hope you had a great weekend. That was good, too. I went, last Thursday after my birthday was Wednesday. Thursday, I went and saw Pato Banton over there at the 101. Oh, my gosh, I missed him the last couple times he was here. What a great show. Good guy. Talked to him and the band. They were a bunch of really cool. So if he ever comes out again, you got to make sure and catch that. And then, yeah, I guess it was my weekend at the 101 because I partied at the River's End for my birthday, but I went to the 101 for Blowing Smoke, too. They were there Friday and Saturday, and that was fantastic, man. They were really, really good. I'm thinking that I'm going to be hiring them for one of, like the Bacon Fest is what I'm looking at right there. You know, that's like right in that area. They'd be a perfect band. They were just out of Medford. Didn't know that. So I'll start getting their schedule in the inside and everything. Those guys were really cool too. Talked to them all. Yeah, good band, really good. I mean, they sang some songs that I hadn't heard in a while, and I was like going, wow, this is really cool, and doing a good version of it, man. Beth, the singer, I mean, she took songs that were like guys' songs and made them her own, you know, and stuff. So rocked out some good tunage there. Hey, yeah, so that's happening. So that was this weekend. So I hope you guys got out and did some stuff because I think there was stuff happening. The Ox had some a band there going on. They had their little Prohibition thing going on special that they have every year. I got to catch that next year, but I'm going to get my gangster outfit all together and everything. If you're going to do that, you got to do it right. That's right. So anyways, today's show, I'm just going to read right out of the Insider of Southern Oregon December issue, which on the cover has the Nutcracker, which, oh, hey, I hope a bunch of you got out and saw that. Now, that I did miss, and I didn't realize it was only going to be one time, even though it's on the cover of my paper. It just dawned on me. I was busy that night, so that was a bummer. But, hey, I hope everybody that went saw it and enjoyed it and had a great time. I'm sure that Sky and the gang there will be doing all kinds of stuff here in the future. As I turn the pages, we come to the music section here. That's live music, folks. So we're going to start out with the 101 Bar and Grill, where Monday nights they got the steak special going on and a DJ during the weekends. But unless, of course, they're doing, you know, music, live music, like this last few weekends. Okay, so 12/18 is going to be a Star Wars party, so I guess this next weekend is kind of like low key, but on the 18th, there's going to be a Star Wars party going on there, so make sure and check that out. I'm sure they want everybody dressed up in their favorite Star Wars character and showing up and having a good time. Celebration of the new movie, I'm sure, coming out. So that and what going on at the 101 at the Oxenfree, we've got, oh yeah, that was Patrimony that played this last weekend at the Oxenfree. So yeah, very cool. But this weekend coming up is Frankie Hernandez and his crazy band. Those guys are great, man. Love Frankie. Man, he plays the Pirate Festival for us, and love that guy, man. That band is awesome. Talk about some good reggae jams. Got a little trumpet action, all that good stuff going on there. So, you know, you add some horn section into that music, and phew, I'll tell you what, it makes for good time. So make sure you catch Frankie Hernandez at the Ox this weekend. River's End Sports Bar Let's see, they've got the Wednesdays, the open mic, all talent night. That's the one you get up there and sing if you want to, and it's really cool and fun. Yay, team, especially on your birthday. And then karaoke every Thursday and Friday night. And then Saturday karaoke with no band. But actually, that's right. I'm saying it last week, and I'll keep saying it until I get it right, and I change it in the paper here. But I guess now they have a DJ going on Saturday nights. So, you know, DJ going to be there jamming some stuff. So, same guy that does the daggum KJ, and, you know, he turns into a DJ on Saturday night. So, hey, there you go. What I always thought was cool is that on open mic night, it would be cool if they were able to, like, kick the words up or something, you know, for the people that wanted to go up there and maybe sing a song with a band or something like that. It's almost a karaoke, but with a live band. So, anyways, but that would just probably lead to disasters and chaos, so we just won't go there. So, anyways, there is going to be... Oh, okay, I'll just tell everybody, too. There will be New Year's Eve parties going on at all the bars in town. That's... Bam, that's it. Very easy. So, at the River's End Saturday, you got your DJ going on. They got the new lottery games going on there. So, if you're feeling lucky, go on in there, have a beer, or a glass of wine, or a beverage of your choice, and play little games. Who knows? You might get rich. Or you might go poor doing it, one or the other. Okay, Sebastian's Bar and Grill. We got Gil Kirk at the keyboards. That's right. Brother Gil is tickling the ivories every Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. So make sure you check out Gil. And that's a nice little place to eat, too, as well. Very nice place to eat. Nice view, the whole nine yard skis. O'Halloran Steakhouse, where you never get a bum steer. Moo. That's right. Proudly brings you... Music in the Lounge with Gary Loudon. That's right, Fridays and Saturdays, you can listen to Gary Loudon as he tickles the ivories and plays a little saxophone for your listening pleasure while you dine at O'Halloran Steakhouse. Woo! There you go. Okay, then we get back to the Vista Pub here. Oh, yeah, my buddy Tom, man. Holus Bolus is going on, so make sure you check him out on the 11th at the Vista Pub. And, of course, on Thursday, they got Jazz with Jerry, and all the music there starts at 7 p.m. And let me see, as we go through here, we're looking through the paper. Oh, all kinds of good reading material going on here in the Insider. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear about Chantisha tomorrow, the voice of an angel. She's going places here, like we had Jesse Gergen and Scott Perry and these locals that had just branched out there and, you know, went and hit the big time a little bit or are heading that way now still. We've got Chantisha Tamar. You can read all about her achievements in The Insider. You can read about getting yourself in shape at South Coast Fitness Center. Yeah, that's right. I'm just perusing through here. All kinds of articles about... alternative places for Christmas shopping. That's what I tried to do there. Oh, hey, we got the Hillbilly Banshee going on. So we'll take five here. There we go. That musical interlude was brought to you by my phone and Bonnie and Clyde. That's right. I know, that was pretty good. So anyways, that's funny. Okay, so hold on here. Let me see what we got. Boom. Okay, no, this is cool. Okay, we got the, the Sprague Community Theater presents Bethlehem Road. Where the heck is the Sprague Community Theater? That ain't around here, is it, brother? Okay. We just don't, oh, that's abandoned. What? I'm desperate. No. Hold on there. Let me see. Violet continued. Dude, I'm swearing, the music, is that the only thing that's going on? We talk amongst yourselves. Bling It On was done. She got something else going on here, though. Okay, sorry, you know, one second here. Okay, the fur ball, here we go. We got a couple things here, now we got it. Okay, now we're back in business, peoples. Hey, the Crescent City Cultural Center, 1001 Front Street, Crescent City, on Saturday, December 12th, 7 to 11 p.m., they'll be bringing you the first ever Fur Ball. This will be a winter gala event that you will not want to miss. That's right, it's going to be featuring Scott Perry and the DJ stylings of Mr. John Degler. Just talking about Scott, and there you go. He's going to be playing right there, so you can catch that boy in action. There will be fabulous door prizes, raffles, and a 50-50 cash drawing throughout the night. They will announce when tickets go on sale so you can get yours before they are sold out. So keep on the eye for that. I'm sure if you pop down onto their website or something, it'll probably inform you of that. So get ready for Crescent City. This is going to be a party to remember. All proceeds from this event will go to complete the dog park as part of the Beachfront Park Master Plan. There you go. So I'm sure y'all heard about that. You know, the Master Plan in CC by the Sea. That's right. Ha, ha, ha. The Master Plan. All right, the Elks Lodge annual Christmas basket delivery. This is a couple weeks still, but let me see. The Elks Lodge will be having their annual Christmas basket delivery for needy families. This will be on Saturday, December 19th, downstairs in the Wisner Room from 9 to 2 p.m. If you would like to help with this program, you can make a donation of food or money by dropping it off at the Elks Lodge. That's why I'm announcing it now. Yeah, see? You can help out now by dropping stuff off. You can help on the 19th to deliver the boxes to the needy families. If you are in need of food or toys, you can apply for either program at Community Action or the Elks Lodge. Items that they are asking for food-wise is stuffing mix, instant mashed potatoes, turkey or chicken gravy mix, canned sweet potatoes or yams, canned cranberry sauce, canned green beans, canned fruit, box Jell-O, Christmas cookies, and candy canes. So that's some of the items they're looking for. So happy holidays to you from the Elks Lodge, and we hope everybody gets down and drops something off there for that. All right, hey, speaking of helping out here, you want to help bring a carousel to Azalea Park? That's right. Bud Halliday and all the wonderful folks at A Carousel for Brookings, Inc. are looking to bring a 52-foot historical 1920s Denso carousel to Azalea Park. This is the twin sister to the carousel that's located in Disneyland down in Anaheim. The carousel can host up to 78 figurines, and it would make a welcome addition to the park as well as the town. And it would be located in a spot near Kidstown. If you go over by Kidstown, you can see a little sign there announcing, and right behind it is where it will be located. So very cool spot for it. If you'd like to help in bringing Bud Halliday's dream to a reality and would like to send a donation, then please send your contribution to A Carousel for Brookings, Inc., P.O. Box 616, Brookings, Oregon 97415, or you can call them at 541-254-0227 or 541-254-1595. And you can help that little thermometer thing we got there keep moving up. Yes, right. Only $250,000. Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. If you're a millionaire and you're listening to this story and you need a tax write-off, you're who we're looking for right there. That's all they need is one guy, one lady who wants to see a carousel come to Brookings, and they can write that bad boy right off, I'm sure. Anyways, very cool. I hope that dream comes true. I'd like to see it. Let's see. So, we've got the Check Code Playhouse presenting Miracle on Candy Lane. That's right. Miracle on Candy Lane starts off your holiday season with a trip down Candy Cane Lane. From the lovely laser angel dance to story time with Uncle Scotty, Christmas will come alive for you and your family. The dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies is something you don't want to miss. There's a fellow that's grumpy, all furry and green, and some might think he's kind of mean, but even he may dust off his suit and appear on the scene. Oh, they did a little rhyme there. Yep. And let's see, old St. Nick might come to the show, make a magical appearance, who's to know? Well, they just kept with the rhyming going there, you know. Yep, we know who that green guy is. That's right. Tickets are just $10 for adults and $5 for students, and free for children 10 and under. Bring the whole family, enjoy a hot cup of cider, and listen to Grandpa's memories, and sing along with some of your favorite Christmas songs. It's a miracle on Candy Cane Lane, one block from Gumdrop Street at the Checo Playhouse. Happy holidays from the Checo Players. When can you see this fabulous showing? You can see it on the 11th, 12th, and the 13th. That's right, Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2 p.m. That's right, the matinee. As they said, that's down there right at the end of town, going north on the right-hand side, and you can get your tickets right now at New Wave Video or Wright's Custom Framing or reservations. Call 541-469-1877. That's right. 541-469-1877. Do it today. That ought to be a good show. I'm going to have to catch it this next weekend. And by gosh, when I say I'm going to do it, I usually am able to do it. Unless something weird happens. Okay, we got a Coastal Christmas in Brookings Harbor. Christmas is coming. Time to light up the town. Thanks to you. Thanks to the merchants. Brookings Harbor was beautiful and festive last year. And there will be many more lights this year. Let's make a bigger and better. So what they got going on is a merchant decorating contest. All businesses are welcome to participate. There's a $100 cash prize. The judging on December 22nd. The winner will be posted on Facebook December 24th. A different winner every year. So call Jamie to enter, 541-661-4802. On December 14th, they got to the 21st, they got, Elf on the Shelf. That's right, winner announced on 12/22. The cost is $15 per business. You will keep the elf and have it in your business for a whole week. Only 15 businesses allowed, so first come, first serve. Contact Barbara at reddiva2012@gmail.com or 541-661-2117. And then there's Decorating Day. That's already done. That was the last weekend. Coastal Christmas Light Parade. That is coming up on the 12th this weekend. That's right. Join in the light parade and advertise your business. It's free. Vehicles or floats, contact Kathy, 541-412-0674. Walkers, carolers, and aminals are welcome. Them little furry critters are welcome. That's right. Decorate them all Christmas style. You know how it rolls. That's right. That's going to be December 12th from 4 to 4:30. Next to Kid Town for the lineup, they meet. And then it'll end at the Christmas tree for Santa, chats, refreshments, and carols. So everybody's name will be Carol, apparently, at that date. Ha, ha, right. Old one. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we got, like I said, we got the New Year's Eve stuff going to be happening pretty soon. So mark your calendar. Second Bridge is going to be performing at the Voodoo Bar and Grill December 31st, starting at 8 p.m. So early birds among us. Good music with good friends. There you go. That'll be at the Voodoo Lounge. Who do that voodoo? They do so well. Let's see. Anne of Green Gables is going on. The Brookings Harbor Community Theater is presenting Anne of Green Gables. It opened this last weekend and will be running this next weekend. I'm looking at, this family production brings to life the beloved classic with the bonus of live accompaniment provided by Christy Dolan and Catherine McPherson. So music will be going on there with that. That's nice, right in there. So let me see. They'd like to get your tickets in advance. For groups of five more to reserve handicap seats, you may call 541-661-2321. The show is running at the 11th and the 12th. And then Sunday the 13th, 2 p.m. matinee. So they're having a matinee on that one. It's at 7 on the 11th and 7 p.m. on the 12th. And then 2 p.m. on the Sunday matinee. Tickets are as follows. Let's see, gala tickets are $15 per person. This includes finger foods, desserts, wine and punch. Doors open at 6:15. And, that's the December 4th one. I'm sorry. Okay, that's already passed. So what's happening is December 11th, 12th, and 13th, the ticket prices are $12 adult, $11 for senior, and $9 child, 12 and younger. So mark your calendars on that one. Yeah, that was a special thing on December 4th on it. $12 and $11, that's right. $9. Children, 12 and younger. Beautiful. So, anyways, that's going to be Anne of Green Gables, which one of those ones I never read, apparently. Yeah, and I read a lot, and I didn't catch that one. Oh, hey, Bling It On's going to be having a men-only shopping night going on, 12/22 at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. What's happening is she's got that thing went on this last weekend where the ladies came into the shop and all that, and what they did is they got on and they signed a wish list. So, like, if their husbands come in on this men's night out or their boyfriends or significant others or whatever, they can go in there, say, hey, did, so-and-so leave her name on here? And if so, what is, and that way you can go with a no-brainer. You know what your lady wants and get it. And that way you don't get, all messed up on Christmas and go, wow, you mean you really didn't? You didn't want that lawnmower? Really? Really? Yeah, like I'd ever do that. That's a terrible thing. But anyways, this is cool. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Bling It On. Guys, wouldn't it be great to go shopping and not have to deal with crowds at the big box stores? Yeah, so, and get free gift wrapping. That's right. And you can enjoy an adult beverage while we wrap your treasures. Then you just take them home, plop them under the tree, and you are all done and flip-flop flea. Girl got what she wanted, and you don't have to let her know until she opens it on Christmas Day. So this is Men's Only Night, December 22nd, 4 to 8 at Bling It On. So bring it on, guys, to Bling It On. Hey, that Parents Night Out thing is happening in here. Are you feeling frazzled, tired, and desperate for a night out? then join them for this totally free event. That's right, Friday, December 11th, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Living Waters Church, 1135 Fifield Street in Brookings. There's going to be a dinner, movie, games, and crafts, all included for the kids. Awesome. Space is limited, so RSVP by December 8th. That's right. So, yeah, you better have RSVP'd on this one. Last time you heard this. So it's 541-469-5757. You can also RSVP on the Facebook page and find the link to the medical release form, or fill it out when you drop off your children. So there, oh, you got to do a medical release form on that one. There you go. Sign of the times, people. Sign of the times. And then I just want to remind everybody, make sure for the Toys for Tots, the Marine Corps League is out there rocking again. Got their boxes all over town. When you see one, drop a cool toy in there, for some child's going to get himself a toy this year. And every year these guys do it. And they bring a lot of gifts to a lot of children, and it's all because of your donations and we the people out there helping out. That's how you got to do it. That's how it rolls. So make sure you do see them Toy for Tots box. Drop a toy in it. So let me see, that's done, you know, got a lot of done things in the paper, but there's a lot of things that are going on still, so there you go. But it's December, folks. Hey, it is time for, you know, it is time to get ready for Christmas. That's what I'm saying. It is time for Christmas, time to get in the ho, ho, ho spirit of things, love one another, peace, and all that good cheer out there, and by golly, you run into me out there, I'm going to throw it all at you. All that good stuff, all the above. Because I love Christmas. It's my birthday month, and I just love Christmas anyways. It's always been really special to me. And like I said, my mom, she lost her last year, so it'd be the first Christmas without her. And yeah, I did the Grinch for her and everything like that. So Christmas was kind of special in my household growing up, so it's very cool. Mom and Dad really dug it too. So hey, here we go. So that's all I got to say, man. This is it for me this week, folks. I hope it was good for you as it was for me, because I really enjoy doing this. I love it. I want to thank KCIW for allowing me to get on here and do this podcast. I can't even say it right, but I'm going to say it again. I want to thank KCIW for allowing me to get on here and do this podcast broadcast. And I want a big thanks to all of you for listening to me every week, putting up with me every week. But hey, I hope I'm informing you and you're getting out and doing things, and it's making a difference, you know, in the community. And hey, after you're done with my show, slip on over to some of the other cool shows they got going. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on there. Wild Man Scott Clapson is going crazy. He's doing all kinds of interviews and all kinds of shows. They're creating them daily for him, but it's like beautiful. I mean, they're all good topics, everything. I've been pushing them on the Facebook page and everything like that, so right on. And there's all kinds of other cool shows on there, you know, too. They'll inform you about the community, all kinds of different topics. So take a check at that. Take a gander at that after you're done with me. Anyways, that's it. I hope you all enjoy what's going on out there. And until next week, this is Bruce. I can't get no satisfaction. Ellis signing off. Remember to always keep it real and spread the love on a daily basis, folks. I'll see you out there. Have a great week. Bam!
If you like this podcast, consider donating something. The sooner we can raise the money, the sooner we get on the air. Please go to our website, kciw.org. Thank you.